My name's Jamie Bricker. I've lived in Skagway all my life. I work for the railroad. I've been with the railroad for the last 9 years or so, and prior to that, I worked for Wells Fargo for about 8 years, everything from teller up to store manager. My husband and I are raising kids here and just doing what we love, and yeah, that's us.
And you're also president of the Traditional Council?
Correct.
And how long have you been involved there?
I've been on the board with the Traditional Council since 2004, I believe.
And how long have you been president?
I've been president of the Tribal Council for the last 5 or 6 years, I think.
Okay.
And I'm running in their election for a seat for this election also.
What seats are open on that council?
All of the seats are open for the Skagway Traditional Board. At the moment, it's been a number of years since we've had an election, so.
So why did you choose to run for school board?
I've been thinking about it for running for school board for a number of years. I've got 2 kids in school, and I myself graduated from Skagway High School also, so it's something that I've taken an active interest in. I didn't quite anticipate doing it this year until a friend and board member had reached out to me and said that no one had filed for candidacy yet, and it just felt really right. It felt like it was time to run, and I can't think of a better reason to get involved in the community than my kids, so just feels right.
What's your vision for Skagway School in the next 10 years?
I think the current board and superintendent and staff there have a vision of their own that is very solid, and it's evident in where they've taken the school from 10 years ago to where it is today. So I really don't want to speculate on what my vision is. I want to get involved with the current school board and with the superintendent and staff and help them build on their vision.
What do you think Skagway School District is doing well?
I think that enrollment is helping with, the increase in enrollment is helping with everything right now, and I appreciate the fact that the school board and the superintendent are actively finding ways to make Skagway School better and more inept facility for these kids that are joining. I think most of what they're doing is right.
And how do you think the school district could improve?
I think the school district stands to make some improvements in the way they communicate to, or how they involve the community more, and hopefully get more community involvement.
Could you say more about that? Involved in what way?
I guess I'd have to think about it. I'm so impressed with the way that the school's improved recently that, again, without being on the board in years prior, I stand to learn a lot from the current board and their current situation in order to decide how to improve upon that, really.
As a parent, did you feel like there was opportunity for you to participate in the decision-making? And
as a parent, I feel like that there's opportunity for me to become more involved in the school. With 2 children enrolled and not necessarily being an active part of what the Skagway School District is doing on a regular basis, this is my opportunity to get more involved. And perhaps that's what I mean by the school being able to improve on their community involvement. I just didn't feel like an active portion of the school's operation without being involved in the school board.
Do you agree with the decision to shift to single grade classrooms in the elementary grades, and why or why not?
I can see benefits to both. Well, I'll use my son as an example. He's making some adjustments after being used to being in a class with several classes as opposed to being in his own classroom with a smaller group. And he's been so used to having friends and peers from lower grade levels and higher grade levels in the classroom that he misses them. But I also think, and he's said as much, that it's nice to have such, you know, intimate one-on-one interaction with teachers. And so I think this is promising for the children, just to have a smaller group and a more interactive, more intimate group of people in the classrooms.
What grade is your son in?
I have one son in first grade and one in sixth grade.
So is it the one in sixth grade that you're talking?
Yeah. Yeah. My first grader has the same teacher as last year, and he loves it.
If Skagway were to see a drop in student enrollment, what strategy do you think the district should take to deal with that?
I think it's hard to speculate on what sort of plan to have without facing that head first. I would hate to eliminate a program or a teaching position or anything really without considering the facts and without being faced with that head first. I think if you're going to make any cuts, you have to know what all your options are before you can start making cuts.
What should the school board or school district do about the shortage of suitable year-round housing for new school staff?
Oh, that's a tough one. Housing is such an issue. I'm immersed in it for my employer. I'm immersed in it personally. It's something I'm willing to brainstorm with the school board to tackle, and I think I'm a good resource, but there are no immediate fixes for this problem. But there are options, so I look forward to hopefully helping the school board try and tackle some of those issues.
What do you think the school district could do better to prepare high schoolers for graduating and entering the workforce?
I'm not super inept at the high school curriculum right now, so I'm looking forward to learning more about that. They do have, or it's my understanding that there is a teacher there now who's offering some counseling towards higher education, and that would have been my number one suggestion. Graduating from Skagway High 20 years ago, that wasn't something that was readily available, and I felt inept to deal with the workload at college. And I'm glad that they've moved forward with somebody to help with education planning, so that's good. And I just want to learn more about high school curriculum before I can decide on where it needs improvements.
What else can you tell voters about what you would bring to the school board?
I think I've got some insight on what it means to work as a board member. I've got experience on the Skagway Chamber of Commerce Board and with the Skagway Traditional Council. I also have children in school that I'm actively working with and listening to, engaging with, and with their friends. So I think having that insight is helpful for the school board, for a school board member. I also graduated from Skagway High School, so it'll be interesting to make comparisons to the existing school system as to what I remember it being 20 years ago and what I see my kids and listen to my kids recognizing it as now. It feels like a full circle connection for me.
Anything else that you want to add?
I don't think so.
So you initially filed to run because there hadn't been any candidates who had filed yet. Now it's a competitive race, but you haven't withdrawn from the race. So it must go beyond your wanting to be on the board. It must go beyond just wanting someone to be running.
Right. No, I've definitely considered the school board, and it's not the first time that I've had a community member suggest that I run. It just hadn't been the right time at the moment. I'm still attending school myself through UAS and working full time and raising kids. But now that the kids are older, I feel like it's just the right time to get involved with them and get active in the school. And I've got the more time to do it. That being said, the other candidates that are running are, you know, current school board members, and they've done a fantastic job, and I'd be just as happy with them taking the seat as I would be taking the seat.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.